Indigenous advocacy groups are responding to the $1.2 billion funding provision for First Nations Australians and closing the gap in the 2026 federal budget. $218 million has been allocated for measures to ending gendered violence, $144 million in new funding for health infrastructure across Aboriginal community-controlled health services, and $113 million for programs aimed at improving educational outcomes. $299 million is being dedicated to the Remote Jobs and Economic Development Program, aimed at doubling the number of remote jobs from 3 to 6,000. SNAIC is the biggest national non-governmental body advocating for Indigenous children. Chief Executive Catherine Little says she would have liked to have seen more done to support them.
I think this budget was flagged as the budget for generational fairness for Aboriginal children and families. It's the budget of missed opportunity. There's very little funding dedicated to Aboriginal responses. There were plenty of community-led solutions on the table and very little commitment at a time when Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander children and families and the services that support them are under scrutiny and needing support the most.